eternity is what keeps us steady in Christ. For he said, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. I'm going to turn heaven and earth upside down one more time. But these three will remain. Faith, hope, and charity. Amen. The scripture says that if the foundation of we that believe in Christ were destroyed, the death, burial, and the resurrection of Christ, then we don't have anything to stand on. But if we have this threefold cord, then we can withstand any trial that comes. I have faith in God. I have hope in God. I love God. I know he loves me. Guess what? Let's go backwards. He has hope in me. He has faith in me. He has love in me. See, it's together. We're blended together so that he trusts me and I trust you. Right? So that when Jesus was fixing to go to the cross, they were all leaving him. As long as he was talking about a kingdom and a throne and I'll sit on the right and I'll sit on the left. And you know, even mamas were getting involved. When you come into your kingdom, Jesus, if it's all right, I'd like for James maybe to sit on the right and John on the left, you know. And they were even trying to find positions for their children. But as soon as he started talking about going to a cross and he invited them to follow him, they said, who can hear it? This is a hard saying. And many of them left him to follow him no more. And so we get down, we got one disciple basically left, and which is Peter, and Jesus looks at him and he said, what about you? Will you go also? And what did he say? To whom shall I go? Where will I go? You have the foundation. You have the words of eternal life. That's the foundation. But somehow, Brother Peter's foundation got a little rocked because he wanted to save his own self. And the Bible says when they went to get Jesus, he followed him at a distance. And get this, he even sat in the back of the courtroom that he might see the end of it. Can you believe that? The man with the keys to the kingdom slipped in the back door, sat in the back, and wanted to see the end. But when they took him away, he went out and cried bitterly. But what I want to tell you is when he said that to Jesus, Jesus looked at him, he said, but I prayed for you. The devil hath desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you that your, what? Faith fail not. That your faith. You see, that's one of those ingredients in that cord. I prayed for you that I knew you was going to fail before I ever picked you. He knew you were going to fail too after he picked you. But I pray that your faith fail not. Because that's your foundation upon which you will make your comeback. If you don't have faith, you'll never make your comeback. But as long as you have faith, Peter was able to be restored and make a comeback. So now abideth these three. They must, now abideth these three. They have to live together. Did you understand that? Now abideth these three. They're living together. These three have to coexist together. So if you take one out, then the others will die. I hope I'm getting to you tonight. Jesus put it this way. He said, you have to abide in me. And I have to abide in you. I am the true vine, and you are the branch. And unless the branch abideth in the vine, it withereth, and men gather it up to burn it. But if it abide in me, you see, we get everything that's in the stalk or in the vine. We get that. But we have to live with him, connected to him. And what flows from him flows through me. And what comes from me goes back to him. Are you understanding tonight? So we read Hebrews 6 and 18. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge and laid hold upon the hope. Laid hold. Now this is that they had faith. We have hope. Lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure, steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Now watch. Hope is an anchor of the soul, both sure, steadfast, which entereth into the veil, behind the veil, where the holiest of holies was in the old tabernacle. But he says, whither the forerunner is for us entered. It's not like the Old Testament, because even Jesus made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He's already been. So my hope is in who? Jesus. I'm hoping them apostles are right. I'm hoping he did get up out of that grave. I'm telling you, I'm hoping in it. I hadn't never seen anybody. Y'all seen anybody come get up out of the grave? No, but I'm hoping in it. And if you take Christ away, I lose my hope. So Paul said that if I had hope in this life only, I would be of all men most miserable. My hope's in a dead man that got up. That's what my hope's in. I didn't see it, but heard about it, and I believe it. That's good enough for me. I'm hoping in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hope is the anchor. It keeps me going back to church. It keeps me repenting, because I know sin can't enter there. So I just keep repenting. Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner without you. I'm hoping in you. You're the high priest, and I'm telling you my sins, hoping you'll forgive me. Now, any of you, if you've ever been fishing, you see hope went behind the veil. Anything that goes behind the veil, you can't see. Can you see hope? You can't see hope. Hope went behind the veil. I can't see it. And so he said, hope is the anchor of the soul. When you throw out, especially in Louisiana, in this water, you throw out an anchor, there's a veil of water there, and you can't see it. But it's still there. I'm still connected to it. Now, the history says, I don't know if it's true, but history says that when that high priest would go behind the veil, they had a rope tied to his leg. And maybe it's in there, and I'm just thinking it's not. But they said they had a rope tied to his leg and bells. And as long as those bells was jingling, because his knees was a-knocking, then they knew he was alive. But if the bells quit ringing, they had a rope. They had a rope, because they couldn't go back there. And they pulled him out, because he wasn't worthy to go in there. Well, the man that I got my rope on, hallelujah, he went in there and came back out. Hallelujah. I got hope in him. Now, there's a veil there of water. So hope is the anchor of the soul. Hallelujah. But it's steadfast, and it's firm, and it's sure, and I'm just positive, and I'm just believing. And in fact, I just know that he's forgiven me of my sins. I just know that I'm going to rise again. I just know this. Hallelujah. So I rejoice in my hope. Hallelujah. I'm happy because I know my hope is true. I know what I'm hoping is going to come to pass. So I might as well, I just don't know. You'll never rejoice. You'll never be happy. I hope my life gets better. You'll never be happy. I know my life's going to get better. It won't always stay like this. God came that he might have life and give it to us more abundantly. I'm going to hope in that. I'm going to trust in that. I'm not going to stay like this. And when you hope and you know, then Lord, you can rejoice. But I was thinking about how easy it is to drift away. I got a few more minutes here. This is true, what happened. Don't mean to tell, my dad's not here to defend himself and my mom's here, but she can vouch this is the truth. When we went to Galveston one time, and I was just a little boy, I don't know how old I was, maybe about 6, I don't know. And they had these rafts, you know, you lay up on, and so my mom and dad and my brother, I don't know what they were doing. They weren't paying attention to me. I know that. And I was laying out on that raft and just looking around. You know, just looking around. And it was shallow. It was about this deep. And the waves were going this way. And you would think I'd go this way, but I was going that way. And I was just looking around. After a while, I started seeing jellyfish and all kinds of, maybe some sharks, I don't know. But I was seeing all kinds of stuff. I looked up, Lord have mercy. I felt like Christopher Columbus when he saw land. I'm like, ho, ho, land, my God. And there was people over there, and they were doing like this, and my dad's doing like this. And I'm like, uh-oh. I mean, that just, and he went, you had to know my dad. It was a lifeguard there. And he went, and the lifeguard went. I promise you that's what he did. There's my witness. He said, too far. He said, what you're hired for, get your rear end out there, I'm sorry, and go get him. Here he comes. I wasn't scared till he started swimming. And I wasn't scared till he told my dad no. But then all of a sudden I started holding on to that thing like it started quivering, you know. And he drugged me back. What happened? I didn't have an anchor. I didn't have an anchor. Sometimes it's better you're in a storm. Because you know where you're at in the storm. Oh, I'm rock. I can't let this get the best of me. You're roaring. I know where I'm at. I'm going to fight that enemy. I'm going to win this battle. And you know where you're at. You know where you're losing or winning. But when there's no storm, you can sit in church and not have no trouble. And wake up, and you're way away from God. You're way away from God. Right there and sitting on church. Bible said, woe to those that are at ease in Zion. They go to sleep and wake up and like, they're way out there. That anchor has a rope on it. And David said, my soul is ever in my hands. My soul is on a leash. And I like it that way. I like it that way. Amen. My rope only goes so far. That's it. It only goes so far. It may go this way and that way, but I don't go that. I'm sorry. Y'all can go there if you want to go there, but I'm not moving my anchor so I can go over there. You understand? I'm not going to pick my anchor up so I can get where you're going. My anchor's right here. It's weathered all the storms. I'm satisfied where I'm at. I can't reach that. Y'all go. I know just how far I can go. Now, other people can go into depression if they want to, but I know just how sad I can get. I know just how much stress I can take before I say, that's enough. That's enough. David said, weeping may endure for the night, but that's enough. That's enough. Joy better come in the morning because my anchor is right here. I'm not leaving. I'm not giving up. I know I'm tired, but I'm staying it. I'm staying the storm. I'm staying right here. Too many times people pick up anchor and they never find their way back to where they were in God. Sometimes you just got to say, that's enough. Too many times people start drifting. They go from one place to another place, one job to another job, one church to another church, one relationship to another relationship. And you know why? They picked up anchor. And now they're wanting to find somebody else to hook onto, hoping they're steadfast and firm, hoping that they're anchored so they can be anchored. And if your hope is in somebody else other than Jesus Christ, he's the only anchor. Oh, my God. I better move on. Now abideth these three, faith, hope, and charity, but the greatest of these is charity. So Paul writes at 13th chapter, 4th verse, charity. Let's see. Just see how you do on this little test here. Charity suffereth. Short. No. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not, it doesn't want what's not theirs. Charity vaunteth not itself, it's not look at me. Charity is not puffed up. Charity doesn't get mad at the preacher when he steps on their toes. He doesn't get mad at the singer who they don't get puffed up about if you didn't speak to me or you're sitting in my pew, or they don't get puffed up. And I thank God a lot of y'all tell me I step on your toes, and I'm glad I am. That means that you are moving. Charity doth not behave itself unseemingly. Seeketh not her own. Not about me. It's not easily provoked. I'd say it couldn't be. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. It also says another place, let not the sun go down on your wrath. It thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity. When someone else, that's that malice thing. Well, that was good for them. They should, oh yeah, they had that coming. No. But rejoiceth in truth. Charity beareth some things. Charity bears all things. It believeth a few things, what it wants to believe. I believe that, but I don't believe that. It believeth all things. It hopeth all things. And it endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they'll cease. Knowledge is going to vanish away. Charity is the greatest of these three. Not only because it will last forever, but because you must have it first. I'm going deeper, just a couple more minutes. You must have it. Not only will it last forever, it was here before you got here. Charity was here before faith ever was established. Before there ever was hope, there was charity. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son before there was a foundation of the earth. He was the lamb slain before it ever was founded. Why? He loved you. And many times people get to believing that God doesn't love me because of look what's going on. That's the enemy. Believe that. 1 John 4:16, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth or abideth in love, abideth or dwelleth in God. He continues in God and God in him. It's a flow wherein our love's made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear. Now watch. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. You see, I'm not afraid to love. People that are afraid to love are tormented. Well, I'm afraid I'm going to get hurt again. So you never really love, because you're afraid, you're vulnerable. You ever heard of falling in love? Falling means you're vulnerable. You're reaching for other things. You fall into love. Or maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I met Geraldine. I fell in love. I'm still falling. I wasn't afraid to fall. I wasn't afraid to love her. I wasn't afraid to marry her. I'm not afraid where she goes tonight or tomorrow night or in the store. I'm not afraid of that. Why? Because I love her, she loves me. And when you have love, then you have faith. Yeah, see? See? That's what I was trying to prove to you. You can't have faith and hope in anybody unless you first have love in them. You can't have faith in Christ and not love him. I'm going to show you a little bit more. I'm closing. But love will cast out fear. 1 John 4:19, we love him. Why? Because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? Faith, hope, and charity cannot be seen. It can be made manifest, but you can't see it. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. So these three, faith, hope, and charity, as they come tonight, are the foundation of our relationships in life. All things that you do in life, I don't care if it's your work, your marriage, your finances, whatever it is, if you do it in faith, love, and with charity, God will bless it. And the things you build on top of it will last. Love is the greatest of these three. Faith cannot cover sin. Hope cannot forgive sin. But love can cover a multitude of sin. My, my, my. Faith is what kept, faith did not keep Christ on the cross. Hope didn't keep Christ on the cross. The nails didn't keep Christ on the cross. What kept him on the cross? Love. He loved us. Now, that he's proven his love, he had faith in Peter. He had hope in Peter. So what I'm trying to teach you is this love, this faith, hope, and love are reciprocated. It can't be just a one-way street. It's the vine and the branch concept. That if I abide in you and you abide in me, then Lord, a threefold car. When this thing is amalgamated together into one, then there's nothing that can stop those three in life. Amen. I know life has a lot of ups and downs, and sometimes you come to a comma in life and people take it as a coma in life. I mean, the sentence isn't over. Life is not through. There's more to come. It's just a pause. It's, as they say in the world, don't freak out. It'll get better if you have faith, hope, and love. Would you stand tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you raise your hands right there where you're at? Thank the Lord for that he showed us both faith, hope, and love. He gave us all three of these. Hallelujah. Let's give back to him. I have faith in you, Lord. I have hope in you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's reciprocate that to him. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah.